Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Lots of opportunities lie ahead in 2018. One of the cases before the United States Supreme Court involves the crisis pregnancy centers. In California, they're being told that they need to promote abortion. That's pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. We represent several crisis pregnancy centers, and we'll have a decision by the end of June of this year. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, a lot of foundation was laid in 2017, major cases pending before the U.S. Supreme Court, and major other issues, foundations of which were laid in 2017. 2018 provides opportunity to move forward to another level. One of those cases involves a case that we have before the U.S. Supreme Court, in which we represent crisis pregnancy centers in California. These are ministries that are designed to provide alternatives to women seeking abortion. Some people come to these centers just to get a pregnancy test. They're not thinking of abortion. Some come because they want to see a free ultrasound of their child. Some come wanting to have an abortion, and for the first time, they get presented with information that they've never been presented with before. Their child in these 3D and some 4D ultrasounds, alive and well in their womb. And they get also prayer and support from these individuals, and they get alternatives to abortion. But in California, Holly, an amazing thing happened, and that is the California legislature, which is really out of control in so many ways,
very much,
passed a law that says these crisis pregnancy centers that are not receiving federal or state funds, they need to post at the entrance of the clinic, inside the lobby, in printed material, and on their website, a notification that there are alternatives for abortion, and that they have to have them in 11 different languages.
That's totally against their mission. I mean, they're there to help save lives and to give women an alternative. So why would it be such a slap in the face to tell them they have to advertise abortion? I mean, that's just absurd.
But it's the very leftist, secularist, anti-life, anti-God mentality that they want to use the force of government to take away our freedom.
Yeah, and put more money into Planned Parenthood's pockets.
Yeah, and you've got Planned Parenthood, of course, all these other abortion activists, they are in the business of making money at the expense of the lives of children and the brokenness of mothers and families.
Right, and selling those body parts. And gratefully, we've recently seen some positive moves in that when those organ procurement companies were shut down in California, and now an investigation going on with Planned Parenthood. So those are positive steps to the answer to our prayers to have Planned Parenthood shut down for good.
Well, this is a real battle that's at stake. You know, this is certainly a big battle before the U.S. Supreme Court, and it becomes vicious on the ground floor, if you will. There was a college student, a woman, in Roanoke, Virginia, and I've seen the video. She was peacefully standing in one spot across the street with another guy next to her holding signs regarding abortion and life. And some woman comes walking across the street, walks right up to her. She's not provoked at all. She hauls back and punches this girl in the face, knocking her down and causing her to have a concussion. All of this is caught on videotape. This is the anger. This is the hatred. This is the death mentality of those caught up in this lie of abortion.
Truly, that is darkness that is prevailing in that area. So it's a spiritual warfare. But these women here in these centers, you know, are trying to help these women, trying to provide life for their children as well as help for them. And so it would really be a free speech issue, isn't it, to cause them, to force them to advertise for abortion?
Yeah, it is a free speech issue, and that's the big issue before the United States Supreme Court. This is a government-crafted message by the California legislature telling people who are not getting and not wanting state or federal funding, who are in the ministry of providing life, that they also need to provide alternatives for death. This is like going to an NAACP office and telling them that they have to advertise about the neo-Nazi organization or some fascist organization that is a racist organization, that they have to actually point it out, that you can get this opposite information from someplace else.
But these pregnancy centers are nonprofit. They're not receiving a dime from the government, but yet the government is mandating that they have to advertise this.
Yeah, they have to advertise
That's
abortion.
Crazy.
They are in the business of protecting life.
Yeah.
And the government is telling them that they have to give an alternative to death. There is no alternative to death.
Right.
There is no alternative to brutally destroying an innocent child. You know, these people are providing a service and a ministry to these women and families and certainly the children, and the government is co-opting them and forcing them to present its radicalized pro-death message. And it is the most egregious offense to the First Amendment. Now, this is going to be argued later this year before the United States Supreme Court. We don't know which way the court's going. We're filing a brief. In fact, we already just did file a major brief in this case, or in the process of finalizing that major brief before the U.S. Supreme Court. It'll be argued later this year. A decision will come down likely in June. So we're less than 6 months away from a major decision. And this is literally, Holly, a life and death decision.
Absolutely. We totally need to be in prayer for these pregnancy centers and for this whole case, and as well as for the unborn children that could be losing their lives as a result.
You know, when we talk about, for example, it's like the NAACP in their office having to post this pro-neo-Nazi message.
Mm.
It's worse than that.
Yeah.
Because here we're talking about
human
a life,
life
and death.
Exactly.
We're talking about people who are in the ministry to save lives,
mm-hmm.
and they're being forced by the government to give women the notion that they can kill their lives at a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic or some other abortion clinic somewhere nearby.
Right. And, you know, many of these women come in, they're confused. They might be minors. They're thinking they're pregnant. And then what are they going to do? They don't have any support. And these women come alongside them and offer them, first of all, the gospel. Say, there is ultimate hope in Jesus Christ. We will be here. We will help support you. We have clothes. We have food, whatever you need. If you need to help adopt your baby, we can help you with that. Or if you want to raise the baby, you know, whatever their needs are, they're there for that. But then what a slap in the face to say, well, but by the way, we have to advertise it. You can have an abortion.
And they have to put it in 11 different languages.
My goodness.
Now, I mean, this is not just a short couple of words. This is several sentences, a couple of longer sentences, and they have to put it in 11 languages.
Oh, couldn't you imagine going on the website going, I'm looking for a pro-life pregnancy center. I think I might be pregnant. And then there's abortion. It's
and
like,
then
well,
at the entrance,
is this Planned
you have
Parenthood
this 11 languages about
yeah.
where that there's alternatives for abortion at the entrance.
Is this Planned Parenthood or is this a pro-life pregnancy
yeah,
center?
Yeah, and then
I'm
you
confused.
Sit down in the lobby, Holly,
yeah.
and there it is on the wall again.
Mm.
And then you pick up a little piece of brochure that's laying on the little nightstand or the counter. And you sit down as you're waiting for information to be the next person called, and you open it up, and there it is in 11 languages again. The same thing. Wow, you're getting it three times already.
Right. And these pregnancy centers are fined, astronomical fines, if they don't abide by this.
Yeah, for each person, really, that comes in, that's another fine mm-hmm. that can be on top of the other one and another one and another one until these crisis pregnancy centers literally get shut down.
Right. Right.
Well, pray for this case. It's currently pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. In 2017, the Supreme Court decided to take these cases, and we represent several crisis pregnancy centers in California. They would be put in a very difficult situation if this case goes the wrong way. Pray for the justices. Pray also for an opening on the U.S. Supreme Court for a new justice to replace one of the more moderate to liberal justices so that we can have a rule of law mentality, a justice mentality, an originalist mentality, back to the United States Supreme Court. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we continue to fight for these major issues of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life from conception through natural death, and marriage and the family. Israel and so many other issues. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. I encourage you also, when you're on that website, go to our website, lc.org, and download our December newsletter called The Liberator. It goes over many issues that we were involved with in 2017, many of which will continue in 2018. This is the foundation that ultimately opens up opportunities for this year. LC.org, remember us in your prayers and your financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.